Chattanooga. This is Greeny for Mike and Mike. More Press Row continues now on Chattanooga Sports Leader. It's ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Tuesday. Well, it is a pleasure to be joined in studio the rest of this 4 o'clock hour by the new head coach of the UTC Mocs, Tom Arth. Tom was introduced today at Finley Stadium. Did a marvelous job. I have to admit, the only minor glitch you had was accidentally calling David Blackburn Blackman, but Jay Blackman was on the same committee. I mean, so it's an easy mistake to make.
I was a little bit concerned about that going into it. That was the one area that I kind of thought was going to be a problem, and sure enough, I think I psyched myself out a little bit with that, so that was embarrassing.
I got to ask, what is the most nervous you played? You were in the NFL, you've been a coach as a player. What is the most nervous you've ever been in your professional career?
You mean other than this afternoon?
Was that
the press conference? I don't know. There's been some moments. Certainly, I think the first time I went in and played, in Indianapolis in a preseason game against the Bears. It was really late in the game, preseason game, and, kind of got thrown in there at the end and, didn't have too much time to think about it, which was good. But I think I took a sack for like a, 20-yard loss, and, fortunately they were offsides on the play, so we were okay. But that was my first play.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to attend today is most of the basic questions, the straightforward stuff, was asked today and you answered that. Wanted to just kind of ask some different stuff, both about you and kind of get our listeners to know a little more about you. One of the most curious things, though, from a straightforward standpoint, is it's interesting that you've got an NFL background, you've got a Division III background, not much in between. What do you think the biggest challenge will be as far as elevating from a Division III coach to an FCS coach? Is it in the recruiting, the scholarships? What do you kind of see being the biggest challenge there?
I think it's most certainly just an understanding, how to manage the roster in terms of the 63 scholarships. I think that's something that's, so unique and something that, I'm going to rely a lot on from our staff, from, people that have been involved at this level who have great experience in managing those scholarships. And I think that, I'm going to spend a lot of time studying that and learning as much as I can about it. And, I think I'll pick it up pretty quickly.
And you talked to, I know you've got a lot of background, a lot of variety in the style of play that you've run at John Carroll. I mean, here we are in the Deep South where Alabama, nobody thought that Nick Saban would ever have a dual threat quarterback with a lot of run-pass options. Do you have a favorite? I know a lot. I would assume you're going to play to your talent and what you've got. But if you could orchestrate your dream offense, would it be a pro style? Would it be more of the what we're seeing in today's game with the spread? What do you like? What is your preference?
I love offenses that score a lot of points. That hang on to the ball. We don't want to put our defense out there and make them play more plays than they have to. I think that's an important part, and I don't think a lot of people realize that. And you look at the scores in college football, and why it's become such a high scoring game is because offenses are running so many plays, and the defense is out there so often. And if you are a tempo team and your offense has a three and out, I mean, you think about the defense. They were just out there on this up tempo drive, and then all of a sudden, like 30 seconds later, 30 seconds has gone off the game clock, and they're right back out there. So, I think it's important, most importantly to understand, your team, your players and what they do well. And I think we have enough flexibility within our schemes on both sides of the ball that we're able to adapt without changing, necessarily what we do. It's just, where we emphasize and focus, the majority of our time.
You're listening to new UTC football coach Tom Arth here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Tom, will you call your own plays?
That it will be determined. We're still working through the process of hiring an offensive coordinator. Ideally, I would love to have an offensive coordinator calling the plays, and I'd be there certainly to help and assist in any way that I possibly can. But this past season at John Carroll, was the first year that I hadn't called the plays, and you know, turned it over to our offensive coordinator, and he did a phenomenal job. And you know, it was nice for me because I was able to you know, didn't have as much on my plate from a coordinating standpoint, and could really kind of focus in on being more of a head coach, and you know, being better that way for our entire team.
Whether it was your record-setting career at John Carroll, whether it was your time with Tom Moore, where was your philosophy hatched? Who is the most influential guy offensively in what you like to do?
Wow, you know, that's a really tough question, and I think I've really been shaped by a lot of people. I don't know if I could really say one or the other. I think in Indianapolis, you know, what's probably certainly the way we call our formations, you know, it allows us to move the pieces wherever we want. And I'm big on that. I'm big on creating, you know, mismatches and, you know, being able to move people around to create that advantage. You know, so formationally, you know, the way it sounds is a lot of Indianapolis. But what was most important to me in Indianapolis was just how plays came into the huddle. And you guys know Peyton and, you know, how smart he is. And, you know, you got to have a great quarterback that can handle it. But the ability to call multiple plays in the huddle, I think, is important. And I think it's a really great advantage if you can, because you have some things built in game, you know, game plan wise, where you can scheme up. Well, if they're doing this, well, we're good here. You know, but this is the other tendency that they've shown. So if they give us this, we'll just alert it to that play. And it kind of protects you as a play caller a little bit, because you really should never be wrong. You just put it on your quarterback and, you know, coach him up and train him well. You know, Green Bay, you know, learned a lot there, you know, in the run game and in protections, you know, and just studying tape and, you know, watching New England, watching how they play, watching how the New Orleans Saints play. You know, have also had, you know, big influences on me. A very good friend of mine, Dave Ragone, coaches quarterbacks for the Chicago Bears, played quarterback at Louisville. He coached with us at John Carroll in 2014 while he was between the Titans and the Redskins. And I tell you what, that year I learned so much from him. And they studied a lot of New England, and they studied a lot of New Orleans, and, you know, in terms of, you know, the personnel mismatches and stack and bunch alignments that New Orleans gets into. You know, that's been a huge, huge part of my development as a coach.
Now, has anyone told you that you look like Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights?
I have not heard that.
Have you not really?
No, I've gotten, what's his name from Beverly Hills Cop? Rosewood, he played Billy Rosewood.
Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold.
No way,
that.
Man.
That. Yeah, that's what they used to call me. That's what they used to call me in NFL Europe when I was playing in Scotland. All my teammates
Funny.
Called me
the close talker
Judge
in
Reinhold.
Seinfeld.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's right.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I think you got way more of an Eric Taylor vibe from Friday Night Lights, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm at the news conference today. I'm about halfway back in the room, up against a window, and you're asked about recruiting, and you talk about, you know, Tennessee and recruiting Tennessee. And I have to admit, there was a couple of guys down. It was like, I hope he mentions Georgia. And about that time, you know, you start talking about Atlanta area and Alabama. Obviously, how important is it going to be assembling at least, you know, multiple people on your staff with Deep South ties? And I guess in all your time, how much time have you spent in the Deep South?
Well, you know, I lived in Atlanta for a little while. I was playing for the Georgia Force, so we lived in Gwinnett County. So spent a little bit of time down here. I have not recruited this area personally, but that's a big part of, you know,
right,
my staff decisions, and, you know, who we're building our staff with is going to be people who, you know, who bring that experience, who have great connections down here, who in a lot of cases have recruited it their whole life. So, you know, that's a big area of focus for us. And, you know, we know that, you know, that's going to be a critical piece to our success.
What was your recruiting or how did it work for those that are just not familiar with Division III and how that works? What could you do on that front if you were interested in having a football player come to John Carroll?
Well, I tell you what, it's not all that different, you know, in terms of the process. Particularly the way that we did it at John Carroll, we did not recruit like a Division III program. If you look at Division III recruiting, it's about numbers, it's about enrollment, it's about, you know, sending out, you know, mass emails and mass text messages, and you know, trying to get as many people to your campus as you can. And most Division III programs would visit Monday through Saturday every week. So their coaches are in the office, you know, giving tours, like doing all that all week for, you know, guys that probably aren't going to really help your program. There might help your enrollment, but not your program. And we weren't in that situation at John Carroll, so we were a lot more targeted and specific. We would only go out and recruit on, we'd only have visits on Fridays and Saturdays. We would spend the rest of the week out on the road in high schools, building those relationships with the coaches, building those relationships with the guidance counselors, and being there in front of the recruits. Because, you know, it's easy for somebody to come to your campus. That doesn't take a whole lot of investment on your part. You know, maybe a phone call or a text message. But, to be in the high school, to be there, to bring the head coach, to bring, you know, the position coach, to bring the coordinator, that shows commitment. That shows that you really care. And, that's been a big part of what we've done. And, when you think about it, you know, we've gone and competed against scholarship programs and won. In a lot of instances, the majority of our top players had Division II offers, we've gone up against them and asked them to pay a lot of money to come and play at John Carroll. So you think about that, you know, recruiting, if you can offer a scholarship, in some ways makes it a little bit easier. When you're asking people to pay that kind of money, it's tough.
Are those 2-3-4 hour trips you would take, or would you go even further?
Yes, we had staff. We had two of our coaches that recruited Florida. So we would recruit Florida very heavily. We would recruit the East Coast, the Baltimore, D.C. area. We would recruit, obviously, big time in Northeast Ohio, all over Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania was huge, Western PA, the Pittsburgh area, Michigan, New York, all really, really big recruiting areas for us. We were very regional in our recruiting, but also could recruit on a national level.
All right, back with more. You're listening to new UTC football coach Tom Arth here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.